$100 million in jury verdicts and settlements for serious injury victims, medical malpractice victims, and surviving family members of wrongful death victims. Trial Lawyers for Justice. This is a firm that does not handle frivolous lawsuits. They go after insurance company money, and they're darn good at it. They don't sell their clients out or settle cheaply. Trial Lawyers for Justice, the firm that goes the distance for you, their client. They treat their clients the way you would want your own family members taken care of. Nicholas Rowley, Dominic Pachota, and the other trial lawyers in the firm at Trial Lawyers for Justice, dedicated to representing the people and their families in Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Illinois, California, Wyoming, and many other states. Trial Lawyers for Justice. $100 million in settlements and jury verdicts already in 2016. 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Welcome to the lounge. It is the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, and the star of our show is the man we call the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter, and the all-pro defensive end, the football legend, the acting superstar, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and that was a nice introduction. It was short. It was right to the point, and going through all my stuff. We have lots of stuff here today,
but we're
going through stuff. And one of the things I've picked up here is,
what'd
look
you
at
get?
This. Pamela Johnson, who's a Minnesota Vikings fan, sent this in.
Yeah, we're holding this up. We have cameras in the studio. It's a picture of you and Fran Tarkington. He is number 10.
That's right.
You're number 89.
Do you think so?
And this is the New York. You were the New York Giants. And you
this
guys,
was the New York Giants. I was 24 years old in this shot, 1970.
Wow.
24.
24 years old.
Yeah,
and
playing in Yankee Stadium. We played and practiced in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, and did you and Fran get along really well on the team? Were you like,
yeah, of course. I mean, we both understood that New York was the destination for an athlete, and to not win there was heartbreaking. I would rather not be there if I was not gonna win.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's just terrible. As good as it is to be there,
you want to win.
Right? And the funny thing is, this photograph was taken in 1970, and this was my second year there. And the Giants were 9-5, and we just missed a playoff game.
So that was a pretty good year for
you.
It
was a very good year. It had every reason to be optimistic for the 71 year. But then we came back and went 4-10. And I said, you know, I think that's it for me.
Was Fran on the team when it was 4-10 the next year, too?
Oh, yeah. He says to me, he says, I don't know about you, he says, but this is it for me. I'm going to force him to trade me back to Minnesota.
So he came from Minnesota, then he went back, right?
Yeah, then I'm out of here. And I said, well, I'll see you, too, because I'm gone. He told me. We went to lunch in a Atlanta International House of Pancakes.
Really? And he told you all that?
Yeah, he told me all that stuff. He says, I'm leaving, so go ahead. So I said, well, I'm going to go, too. And, you know, during that, this is what really was really kind of funny. You know, the placemats in the International House of Pancakes had all the NFL helmets of all the teams around the border of their deal. And we looked at that and we circled two or three teams. One was the Rams, one was the Raiders, and one was the Colts.
And the rest, of course, is history.
That's exactly right.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
You know, Fred Dry and I have been talking about BlueApron.com, where they send you fresh food right to your house with the recipes and everything. And you've been using this, Fred Dry, and you made dinner for me the other night.
Yes, I did. I had my Blue Apron on, and I noticed you didn't bring your Blue Apron with you. But
no.
We put a beach towel around you, and you did quite nicely getting that food shoved in there.
Salmon piccata was delicious, and you got all the fresh ingredients. They give you the recipe with it. It's less than $10 a person. There's so many new recipes. It's flexible. You can customize the recipes. Very easy to do. We were watching TV while you put the meal together.
You can't beat it. There's a knock on the door. They deliver it. You put it in the oven. You cook it and put it in your favorite type pie tins. And you're sitting there in front of the TV. The next thing you know, you're falling asleep.
Brew Apron has a freshness guarantee for you. Here's the best part. You get your first three meals free with free shipping. You go to blueapron.com, put in the keyword dryer. That's Blue Apron, BLUEAPRON.com/dryer, DRYER. We are back in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Lots of stuff talking about. Spring training in full swing, and already the injuries are mounting up like you can't believe. Scott Kazmir of the Dodgers, who didn't play all that much, was off like a month or something last year, had tightening in his hip. And they had to do an MRI, and everything's okay, but they're going to have to teach him how to throw the ball so he doesn't injure his hip. Now, he's a veteran. He should know how to do that already, don't you think?
Well, he can get someone to do that for him.
He can. What do you mean? What do you mean?
He's a surrogate. You know, these guys are so beat up. Here's my question.
They've only been playing for a couple of weeks in spring training.
No, he's been playing for a couple of years. He's making $15 million a year, and he has the audacity to show up and spit out this performance.
You get very upset about that.
I'm going to tell you something, folks. You're talking to the
Fred Dreyer, spitting bullets.
You're talking to the wrong guy when it comes to. We have to understand people getting hurt. You know, if you're at that level and you're making this amount of money, and you show up, and again on top of another year where you showed up hurt, and you show up hurt again, and you get hurt, and you're
again.
Not. Please. You know,
how do you reconcile making the millions
they don't,
of dollars?
They don't work out. They don't know what to do.
They
don't know their own bodies. They don't know how to work out preventatively.
So you need to come in. I mean, there's a job here for someone to come in, not just for one team, for all the teams, in getting athletes ready for spring training. Now, when you played football, you worked in the offseason to get yourself ready for the next season, correct?
Well, yeah, of course.
A lot of people don't in baseball.
Well, here's what I'm going to say to you is that you show up in football. I just talk about the sport that I know of.
Yes.
You talk about showing up ready to play in football. So training camp is, when we were doing it, was 6 to 8 weeks long, depending. And so you had to work out for 3-4 months in the off season to get ready for that camp. And while you're getting ready for that camp, you're preparing yourself for the actual season, because the camp was supposed to be more intensified than it is today. It's gotten less intensified, so people are hurt more. They are sloppy. They have no techniques, no fundament. We've gone through all that. But when I was showing up for training camps, you didn't need to be a brain surgeon to figure out that I better show up here in shape, because it used to be, and it did used to be, that teams would go. The Giants used to go to Portland, Oregon. They used to go to Portland, Oregon for training camp.
Yep.
So players could lose weight and get in shape for the season. Well, now that's been relegated to the off season, where you get yourself in shape and then you show
up. You're
on
your own, right?
And you better show up in training camp ready to play a game.
Right. And
the only thing that you have to sharpen up on is physical contact, scrimmaging, and those types of things, playing twice a day. And so you have to understand that, I knew that there was a complaint at Cal State Fullerton, where the Rams played, that the field was so hard. It was summer. This is July, yeah. August, September. This was the dead of summer.
Right, hot.
And the sun was beating down on that field, and it dried everything out. So the players were, especially the guys who did a lot of running, in their position, wide receivers and running backs, those guys, defensive backs, those guys started getting shin splints.
Wow.
So,
because they were getting so hard, the ground was too hard.
It's like playing on your driveway.
Yeah.
So what they did was we complained, and then we got the water truck out there.
And they'd wet it down.
And in the evening, they would soak the field. So overnight, the water would evaporate out.
Right.
But in the morning, the top layer inch was a little softer.
Yeah.
So we kept doing that for about a week. And you had to keep doing it, otherwise you lose your players.
Yeah, because they get injured in the spring, you're right.
Well, you can't perform, can you? So the other thing else, if you showed up like that and you didn't have a guaranteed contract,
and
you
were
making $15 million a year,
yeah.
A guy like Scott Kazmir would be on the bus.
He'd be out of there.
In football, that's it. You're not able to play, so you're not going to make the team, so see you.
Well, so that was a big deal. There's injuries already. Tim Tebow it's made his debut in spring training as a DH, and he struck out twice.
Of course,
being the play at his head down. I think he had even words with the umpire for striking out in his first. He got a little upset.
Get in line.
So he got a little upset about it.
Yeah.
He was a designated hitter, and he was a little too excited about getting into the on deck circle. He struck out on 4 consecutive fastballs in his first appearance. But he'll come around. I mean, come on, that's just a little nerve wracking.
Well, he might not.
You're
not going to walk a guy through it. I mean, if he doesn't have a history of hitting 95 mile an hour fastballs.
It'll take a while, wouldn't it? Don't you think?
A couple of years.
I don't know.
I'm not being facetious. I'm just telling you.
It's going to take him a couple of years?
One of the hardest things there is to do is hit a 95-mile-an-hour fastball or an 85-mile-an-hour breaking ball with a round bat.
Well, he got a standing ovation from the large crowd there.
For doing what?
For coming out on the field and,
Well, they love him.
Yeah, that's
everybody
right.
does. And I love him. I think he's wonderful. But what does that get you?
Well, I don't know.
What's
got a standing ovation.
Oh, well, okay. But
he batted eighth and played the entire game as the DH for the Mets, and he did a little bit of everything over there except get a hit. And so,
which is a critical thing not critical. To get.
It's kind of critical. But I wish him well. I hope he does well next at bat. Now, also, a little more baseball news. Your friend, who hit a big home run the other day from the Los Angeles Dodgers, Yasiel Puig, apparently his house was robbed of at least $170,000 in property, mostly jewelry. You know, you see pictures of Yasiel Puig. He's the guy from Cuba. He's got, like, you know, watches and bling and all that kind of stuff. And apparently the L.A. Police Department confirmed the theft took place back in February. And Yasiel arrived at Arizona for spring training, and maybe he was a little bit lighter without all his watches.
Let me just say something. May I?
It's your show, and I believe you can't say something.
No, no. I'm going to be drippingly sarcastic here.
Okay. Thank you. You say, let me say something. It almost sounded like Tommy Lasorda for a second.
Let me tell you something about that jewelry.
I was waiting for that.
You don't have to worry about Tommy's jewelry.
Yeah, that's right. He doesn't wear any.
That World Series ring, you know, I had that turned into an ankle bracelet.
You did know it's good.
Hey,
keep the ankle.
So here's the deal.
Yeah.
I honestly believe this.
Okay.
Because I look at human behavior probably maybe a little bit differently than maybe some people.
Yes.
Certainly maybe you even. Which is saying something.
That's saying a lot.
You know, if you have $170,000 in jewelry at home.
In bling, yes.
And you leave it in your house.
Yeah.
And people know you live there.
Yeah.
And they know you're at camp.
Yep.
In Arizona.
Yep.
That stupidity follows you to camp. That type of decision making or lack thereof
is locked
directly
it up,
related to his inability to play baseball correctly.
Wow. Now there you just hit a low blow.
Well,
strike
folks,
one.
Life is tough, isn't it?
We'll have more straight ahead. It is the Sports Lounge. That's Fred Dreyer. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not.
The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is the Sports Lounge. I'm on the sofa over in his easy chair. Is the football legend, the all-pro defensive end, the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same period. A record that will withstand the test of time.
Same quarter.
I was like basketball for a second.
This is the sports lounge. You should get that right.
And the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Hunter, Fred Dreyer.
Well, finally, the Cowboys are going to release Tony Romo. I think that's what you were going to talk about.
We're going to get to football. I just wanted to finish off.
What do you want to talk about?
Well,
baseball?
Yasiel Puig, you're saying that because he left his jewelry out, that is directly his attitude in baseball. I hope he has a better attitude this year.
Now, here's the other thing, too. I have a container I put things in, but all the stuff, valuable stuff.
Yeah.
I put in a box at the bank.
Yeah. See, I'm going to do that, too.
I have a box.
Safety deposit box.
Yeah, it's a big one. So I put a lot of stuff in there.
Really?
Yeah. Now, so here's what we have. We've got Yasiel, you know, that has, I'm going to say brain size is under 5 ounces.
You measure brains? You like to get your money's worth.
I recognize some people.
If you're going to eat brain, it's got to have a bigger brain. Yeah. So Yasiel said.
What did he say?
They investigated. The LAPD was investigating the burglary, and Yasiel said, "I don't want to talk about that." He said through a team translator. I thought he could speak English, but now he's going through a translator again.
Yeah.
If you have another question, I will talk about that. And they say it could be up to $170,000. TMZ reported the theft as much as $500,000, $500,000. And apparently Yasiel did not want to talk about the home burglary that reportedly robbed him. An acquaintance of Yasiel's is staying at his home while he's in Arizona, but that person was believed to be away when the daytime theft took place. So sad news for Yasiel. I hope he gets his
bling back. Okay, let's put some things together.
Yeah.
Let's play detective.
Here you go. Let's play Hunter.
Let's go play Hunter.
Here we go.
Who exactly is this house sitter?
We don't know. It's a friend of his. All we know, he's an acquaintance.
That's
staying there.
That's right.
So that's number one.
That drops
problem.
Him down from a family member or a close confidant, doesn't it?
He's
so
acquaintance.
You think that while Yasiel's playing around, that this guy brings people back to the house?
Do
you think that he's out telling people, I babysit Yasiel's house?
Yeah, boy, this he's is got where a lot of jewelry, too.
And this is where I live. And you ought to see his 18 Rolex watches.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah. How much does he have over there? Well, I bet you he's got $500,000 in gold over there. Oh, yeah, right. Where does he live now? And he gives him the address. And the next thing you know, the guy's gone, and then they break into the house, and they steal everything.
That's it.
And people are mystified. How about that phone call that guy's making to Arizona? Hey, Yasiel.
What? Your jewelry's gone.
Somebody, I think someone broke into the back and took all your jewelry.
What?
So he shows up and tells the police, I don't want to talk about anything. He doesn't want to be interviewed about the loss.
Right. Yeah, he doesn't want to. That's what he said. He doesn't want to be talked to about the loss. And he was at the stadium there, too.
Well,
he just wanted to hit home runs.
Now, here's the other thing.
Yeah.
This could be a business.
What do you mean?
Well, he could have, you should, any artwork or any type of valuable that you might have, you take a photograph and you send it to your insurance company.
Correct.
Right?
Right.
Now, that insurance company would also say, I'm going to or I'm not going to insure you based on home security.
Correct.
Okay. So that means a system, or it means a vault, or it means something like that.
Right.
So apparently he could say, here's all the jewelry that was stolen, and it comes up to $468,000.
Yeah.
this housekeeper,
right,
might have taken all of that stuff, tucked it away.
Inside job, right?
Tucked it away.
Yep.
And then told the police that all of it was taken when, in fact, none of it was taken.
Wow.
So they're now going to get an insurance check for $468,000.
Now, you, as Hunter in that role, probably had a lot of cases just like that. Am I right?
I think not only are you correct, but at the end, I usually shot someone.
Is that how it ended?
That's right.
When you went to the nonviolent episode is when you threw the people off the roof, is that correct, instead of shooting them?
Yeah, yeah. I saved the dog, and they threw the guy off the roof.
Because they ticked you off after a while, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, come on.
If his gun didn't work or jammed, you just kind of
picked
the guy.
So all Hunter would do is follow the weakest link, which is in Arizona. You can't follow him, but you can sure as heck follow his house sitter.
House sitter. There you go. We've solved it. We're back in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. That is Fred Dreyer, the football legend, the acting superstar. You, by the way, have been doing that whole big blue apron thing, haven't you? You like to get that
blue
food.
Blue apron.
I came to your house and made a whole meal for me. They send all the ingredients and you cook there at the house with your family, your friends, whatever. As Fred cooked for me, and it's like it's affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. You got a lot of variety. There's meat and veggies and all sorts of good things every year. It's flexible. You can customize the recipes. They send you recipes for stuff too, and each meal comes step by step with easy to follow on the recipe card, which I was amazed. You did a pretty good job with all that.
Well, Yasiel's housekeeper gave me some tips.
Yasiel, please.
Yeah, he comes over periodically, and I cook him some salmon and halibut.
You do like that, and the freshness is guaranteed. You can check out this week's menu, and your first three meals are free with free shipping. Just go to blueapron.com/dryer. That's the code.
That's me.
D-R-Y-E-R. Yeah. So remember, it's blue, B-L-U-E, apron, apron.com/dryer, D-R-Y-E-R.
And think of me when you're cooking, think of me, because that's what I'll be doing.
Because you're getting the first three meals free.
There's nothing better than to have this stuff delivered to you.
And be fresh.
And it's having you right there, and you can watch,
Jeannie
Buss and
her
team lose another game.
This is good. So anyway, so Jeannie Buss, apparently Phil Jackson, you know, he and Jeannie Buss were together, and then they split up. And apparently the split they were engaged. It was a long distance thing. I don't know what happened there. I feel sorry about that because I love Jeannie Buss. She's a great person. But here's the thing. There was some dysfunction there. I've known about this for years because I used to carry the laser soccer games, and I could tell Jim Buss was always in the broadcast booth trying to pick up girls, and I thought, this guy is really something. And then I find out he's in charge of the team, and I'm thinking the Lakers are going to fall apart. And they did. That's what I've been telling you for years. Jim Buss was not the guy on there to take care of it, and that's Jeannie Buss's brother. And Jim had his mitts all over the team doing everything. And so apparently, listen to this story. Jim Buss approaches his sister Jeannie and asks if she'd talk to her fiance. This is when they were together, Phil Jackson, if he would come out of retirement and coach the team. And so Jeannie successfully gets Phil Jackson to return to the team. He had led the five championships. He's boarding a flight from Chicago, coming to Los Angeles to sign a deal. When he arrives, the rug gets pulled out on the deal. Jim Buss and Mitch Kupchak had continued to interview other candidates, and they selected instead Mike D'Antoni. And here she brings... Mike Brown after that. And so they got Phil Jackson out here, and he's sitting there with egg on his face. And so does Jeannie Buss even more, because she brought them together. So she gets upset.
So did she know that Mitch and Jim were going the opposite way?
No.
Well, you got to fire both those guys on the spot.
She did.
On the spot.
Eventually, it took her a while. She did. Magic Johnson, she brought as an advisor, and then that was not received. So Jim Buss and Mitch Kupchak soon shut out Magic from the team. And they had this guy Sanders they were working on, the new guy to play, and they weren't using him. And so finally, she got so upset with it, whatever, she snapped, and she took an axe to her brother and Kupchak, and they're gone. And I think the Lakers are going to turn it around now, because I think Jeannie Buss, you talk about on Woman's Day, here we had this week, this is the woman that's going to run the Lakers and do a job for you. Watch them come back.
Well, we're certainly all rooting for her and, yes, and the team. But
what a crazy man. How can Jim Buss ask his sister to do this? She gets the guy out of retirement, Phil Jackson, the great Phil Jackson, comes back out, and then they've hired somebody else. How rude and stupid is that?
Well, how stupid is what you really want to center in on.
Yeah.
Because if you know you have that relationship bequeathed to you by your father,
who was a class act,
who, in Dr. my view,
Jerry Buss,
was his biggest blunder, putting, not demanding on his deathbed that Jerry West come back and do this. And while he's still alive,
yep,
cut the deal with Jerry West and bring him in here and get everybody in order. Get rid of Mitch. Get rid of these people. Get rid of his son. If you don't know your son or your siblings, as much as you love them, cannot handle the business aspect, you cannot leave the team to them. You can leave the ownership to them, but
correct,
you certainly cannot leave the running of the team to
them. Let them run on the ground after you've done so much work over the years to bring this team up.
Well, you know, and then, you know, then Phil realizes he's not going to be inside the Laker family.
He goes to the Knicks, you know, and then there's a long-distance relationship. And, you know, so all this stuff probably built in there to put pressure on the relationship. I mean, it certainly isn't Jeannie Buss's or Phil Jackson's problem here that they did this.
Well, here's the other thing.
Yep.
If Jeannie loved Phil and really saw it was going to happen.
Yep.
She would have told the brother, take a hike, we're hiring Phil.
Well, she did.
And she did not do it.
Well, because, you know.
I know why. But
why?
She didn't do it. No, I'm saying,
yeah,
whatever her reasons were, she should have said to her brother, you know something? Phil's a better basketball person than you are, darling. And just own it. Go to the beach. And I'm bringing Phil in here to run the deal. And then that would have been a natural progression that made sense.
Could have brought him back to do the soccer games and let him go in the broadcast.
Should have been Jerry Buss. Should have been Jerry West.
Jim could have picked up some more girls and would have been there.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
With the weather changing and plenty of sunshine heading our way, water sports seem to be on everyone's mind. For fun in the sun and water, 101 Surf Sports, located in San Rafael, is your destination. Honored as being the nation's number one stand-up paddleboard shop by the action water sports industry, 101 teaches stand-up paddling, kayaking, windsurfing, kiteboarding, and surfing. Plus, you can rent or buy any equipment you need for your favorite water sport activity. Google 101surfsports.com or call 415-524-8492.
One in three relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Doctor Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Welcome back to the lounge. We broadcast live here on CRN Digital Talk Radio on Sports Byline, Sports USA. And during the breaks, Fred Dreyer likes to put the microphone in front of his face. So those of you worried about seeing him there, he's just relaxing behind the mic. Now we get to see his beautiful face. Fred
Dreyer. I'm flossing on air.
Well, you're flossing? Is that right? Is that it? Anyway, the great Fred Dreyer, the football professional, the acting legend, is here with us doing the show. So a couple more baseball notes, then we'll get to some other great stories, too. Now, the World Baseball Classic. Does anybody really care about this, Fred Dreyer?
I don't, no.
Yeah, somebody does, I guess. But every 4 years, they have these baseball players from around the world to get together and come there. Here's where I don't like it. It's like if you're a professional baseball player and you injured yourself in the World Baseball Classic, your team is going to suffer for a period of time, if not the season.
Well, here's how you do this.
How do you do it?
You make that World Baseball Classic.
Yeah.
It's in South America anyway, isn't it?
I don't even know where it is this year.
Well, it's below the equator in the wintertime. Yeah. As soon as the season is over with, if you want to go play, go play. But not during the season.
Yeah, and not during spring training, right?
Not during the season.
That's the season.
Which is going on right now.
The Dominican Republic has a good team this year. They've been doing well. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm not giving the green light. I would not allow my players to play in that World Baseball League.
I would not either. That's it.
Yeah. And the other thing else is getting back to the Scott Kazmir situations.
The injuries of spring training.
Remember what I told you? I've always told you this since I've known you. You know, you can tell if anybody's in shape going into the second, third week of camp.
You can?
Yes,
How can you tell?
Because that's about the time that you give yourself to go out and get sore.
Right.
And to not stretch. And it's a tip-off to your conditioning. And it's also a tip-off to the intensity in which you're going to be using, you know, your legs and extremities. You know, when you start throwing baseballs, you're a pitcher. When you start throwing baseballs,
yep,
your entire core, your back, your neck, your arms, your shoulder, everything is used. A baseball player to swing violently and miss, that takes a heck of a long, that takes a toll on your system. Standing around in the outfield, you tighten up. You dehydrate and you don't even know it. And we've talked a lot about those types of things.
Right.
But there doesn't seem to be any institutionalized model that you can introduce to a team like you do a football team. A football team is and a hockey team as well. Those guys are in shape. You don't hear about hockey players missing time because they've got a sore groin from overuse. You know, they take a lot of hits, and it's a long, tough season. And so, you know, hockey players and football players, and to that extent, basketball players are running and jumping like crazy. And that league isn't rife with people saying, oh, gee, I'm out of shape or my hamstring's tight. I mean, they do get tight because you're in airplanes and you're in between.
Sure.
That's a given. But you're not getting hurt because you're not neglecting yourself in the off season, meaning you show up and you're in shape and ready to go. People get hurt. That's the nature of the game. But baseball players are the notorious lazy bums of the sports world.
And there you have it. So, and now Tony Romo, you just kind of grumbled that out earlier, released by the Cowboys. And so the deal being, anybody, who do you think is going to pick up Romo? Anybody, or is he done?
Houston is probably the likely one to do it.
Yeah, that's a good backup, yeah.
He's going to stay at home. People love him. They have a very, very good defense. Had the best defense in the league last year.
Yep.
And they are clearly missing the quarterback position. I don't know what their offensive line looks like, but I would think that they got enough people there to protect him. And, that's the most likely place for him to go. That's where I think everybody has a consensus that he will go. He could go to Denver, but I don't think so.
All right, so that's your thought there.
Yeah.
Now, we mentioned the Baseball World Classic, and the Dominican Republic seems to have a pretty good team and all that kind of stuff. It looks like the roster that the Dominican team has is quite the team there. Adrian Beltre, Manny Machado, Robinson Cano, Jose Bautista, Nelson Cruz. The list goes on and on and on. So do you think that some of the teams will start having a reestablishment of a Dominican connection, like the Dodgers for many years, and the Giants brought up people from the Dominican Republic? Maybe they'll reconnect and bring some people up. They sort of tapped Cuba for a while. Is it time to go back to get players out of the Dominican Republic?
Well, I would think for the Major League Baseball that, the Dodgers have been the number one spearhead for Latin American countries since the end of war, And they also opened up Japan. They also opened up Korea.
Right.
The Dodgers were global before global was in fashion, certainly in sports.
And that's been – they always were the leaders, like in Japan.
Always.
And places of that nature. Now, you want to chime in on this, you can always follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. That's his Twitter handle. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget, we have our email segment. You can always email Fred Dreyer. And the email address is FredDreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. FredDreyer@crntalk.com. So anyway, the Dodgers did have the big connection over there. And so do you think they'll go back into the Dominican Republic?
Well, sure they will. I mean, that's a gold mine for people. All these kids from 8, 9, 10 years of age, that's all they're doing is playing baseball.
That's all
they think is baseball. And they should get out of there. I'd do. That's all I'd do, too.
If you live in the Dominican Republic, get off of that rock.
I'd either be a baseball player or I'd grow tobacco.
I'd go live at Yasiel Puig's house. That's what I do. See if you want somebody to kind of babysit the jewelry, if you know what I mean. Now, straight ahead, we have more to talk about here because big, big news here. I've been telling you that I really like Jeannie Buss heading up the Lakers, and apparently there's a real backstory to this thing now. Can we get into it a little bit here, huh?
Oh, promise?
I promise. Straight ahead, we continue here. It is the Sports Lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Welcome back here to the lounge, the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Email segment. Boy, there is Grady Clark says, been a long time. Hope it's going well. Love the show with Vince Ferragamo. Found it interesting, and it came on the heels of receiving some quarterback specifics from my Uncle Joe Clark. He loves talking about football and quarterbacks, and I wanted to say hello to you.
Well, let me tell you something about Grady Clark.
Yes.
He's my cousin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Actually, Joe Clark is my cousin.
Oh, okay.
His brother, Rick Clark, is Grady Clark's father. So it's been a while. It's been a while, Grady. Hope you're well and your family's well. And Uncle Joe and I go back a long time into the football business. So give him my best and send him my love to your family and hope everybody's well.
Martha Lee writes to you. She says the Rams are voting on new uniforms. So they're going to go with a retro with white horns on the helmets.
Well, as long as – I don't care what color they are. As long as you make the right horns, put them together in the middle like they should have been.
David Scott Torek says he remembers going to Lions Drag Strip, Ascot Raceway, OCIR. Great memories. You used to like to go to the drag races, didn't
Orange
you?
County International Raceway, that's right. That's where I met Tom McEwen in 1977.
Yeah, by Joyce Frazier said, really enjoyed the video with you, Fred, and Jennifer, and she's trying to learn more about sports and really enjoying the show with you.
Well, I appreciate it. We've gotten an awful lot of responses from people just like Joyce who tune in and find themselves at home. We really appreciate it.
And then Denise Dozier said she's been watching Hunter episodes on DVD.
So many people are doing that. They're binging.
And Gail says, she writes in here, she says she loved the show with you and Jennifer when I was gone. That must have been a good one.
Yes, you were missed. You were missed, Mike. But at the same time, Jennifer was more lovely.
This is the Dominican baseball theme in the sports lounge.
Do you think that Jeannie should hire me?
Jeannie Buss should hire you, I think, for training for, well, it's the season's
not
going
so
on now.
Much, right? No, not so
but
much.
I think Jeannie Buss would do well to have someone like you. I think any sport would do well because you would prepare the team for what they have to be. I think Magic Johnson and you would get along, too.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Now, we have to would be remiss if we didn't talk about our great buddy Bob Miller, the Hall of Fame voice play-by-play guy for the Los Angeles Kings hockey team. He is hanging it up at the end of the season. He's doing two more games at the end of April. And what a just a pleasant, wonderful man. He's friendly to everybody, just passes the time of day. Well, I don't think he talks to you much. But everybody else he's nice and friendly to.
He doesn't talk to me.
He doesn't at all?
No. He says, hey, Fred, how you doing? I sit down and I chat with him and I ask
that's
him.
That's what happens?
I said, you know, I noticed the guys are icing the puck a lot today. And he goes, thanks very much. And he get up and leave.
He leaves? Well, he's seen you in the press room when you get – I've never seen anybody in the press room actually ask for seconds and thirds of certain things they like at the press buffet.
The salad bar is the only salvageable thing if you don't want to eat look like dead kangaroo. Patties that you eat.
Those are delicious.
Yeah, sure they
and,
are.
And then
yeah.
You have, you just go with the salad and you really enjoy it.
I do enjoy it and it's nourishing and it's fortifying and the people like me because I'm healthful.
Well, AB and you know Elliot, they go ahead and they've taken nights off when you come down there because they don't
well,
they, how to
they
explain
go,
to their bosses.
Here come Mr. Dryer.
Where did the food go? They don't know how to answer that. Anyway.
Here he come.
We digress because Bob Miller, we love him and we wish him well in retirement.
Yeah.
He deserves all the good things. He has lovely
when,
wife,
when
Judy.
Bob is retired and
he's going to come in here.
He's going to feel better. I'm gonna go over to his house and talk hockey with him.
You're gonna watch over his jewelry. You can try to stay at his.
I'm
house.
I'm gonna introduce him to Yasiel's house guy.
He's really
hey Bob, if you're out puck hunting,
yeah.
You know,
you should
hire Pepe here, and he's going to watch all your jewelry. Your
fingers,
bling.
I think it's fingers.
How
Malloy.
Much bling do you think Bob has?
He's got the ring. He's got the championship King's ring.
But doesn't he have like Rolexes and big heavy chains?
No.
Doesn't he have that 1-inch?
No, I've never seen it.
That chain.
Bob does not have the chain.
Didn't he take a industrial tow truck chain and have it gold plated?
No,
I didn't. Didn't he do
no,
that?
No, Yasiel did that.
That was Yasiel.
Yeah, Yasiel has that big chain. That's good.
You needed a truck at Yasiel's house to load the stuff out of the back window.
When you see pictures of Yasiel Puig, he always does have a lot of jewelry on. Lots.
I knew too football much. Players, you know, before the games, you know.
Right, yeah.
You go on the road.
Yeah.
Or you go home games, but you go on the road.
Right.
And they'd wear all this junk, you know. And so they go over to the valuable thing. Don Hewitt, the equipment manager, would have a trunk with each bag have like all your numbers on it from 1 to 100.
Oh, so you put your value items.
So whatever your number, mine was 89. Of course, I put my wallet and I put stuff like that in,
you know,
my blackjack and my 32. I put that stuff in the bag.
You had a 32 with you?
Oh, I always traveled with a gun.
Because you knew you were going to be hunting.
I always traveled with a gun. You can't tell where you're going to be.
So you'd put that in there.
Yeah.
And then who was it that kept it for you?
And Don Hewitt would put it there and put it in there. And all the other guys would put their watches and Rolexes and their switchblade knives and all that stuff.
Then you'd use the 32 to go ahead and rob
I would just cut right to the chase with the 32. As a matter of fact, I would get in my uniform, get to the stadium early in Cleveland, lay on my back, and twirl my gun while I stretched.
Is that what you would do?
Yeah, and the guys liked it.
I think you've actually lost it this week. Yeah. All right.
Teammates really envied me.
They did?
Oh, yeah. They wanted to stretch like I could.
This was before Hunter, but people knew this would be a good show. And that's why you used to do that at Hunter.
Yes, exactly.
That's why you laid on your back and told
your gun. You're very insightful.
At the end of every episode.
When you're very insightful.
Rehacking everything. That's a good thing.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge, final segment of the show. I'm Michael Horn along with the legendary Fred Dreyer. What a show this week. You've had a lot of information here.
Well, that's what we do. You know, we do the show once a week, and we have it down now, and I'm very excited about doing the show with you. And all this information is a lot of fun, because the great thing about sports, there's another game coming up at 1 o'clock, and you can't beat,
right around
you
the
can't
corner.
Beat sports.
And it's good, too. You were talking a lot about the Lakers and Jeannie Buss and Jim Buss and everything. I hope they get everything worked out over there, because the Lakers were once a great dynasty, and I'd like to see them come
back.
Yeah,
I would hate to have the weight of that responsibility crush Jeannie in this town. Mm-hmm. And it has the potential to do that. And Magic has got to succeed. If they pare it down and get economical in terms of the decision-making and really focus in and have Magic show up every single day like he's going to, they got a good shot at coming back.
I think that's good. And last week, and a little bit this week, you touched on it. You have been talking about the drag races. Do they still have drag races? Can you still go in? Not like they used to be, huh? They used to be a lot
It's usually at Pomona, yeah, out there in the Winter Nationals, which started
in Southern California, where you lived
that's
for
right,
so many
in
years.
In February, and then also in November.
Now they move them around a lot, right?
And well, there's like 20 races, and they go from Florida Washington down to L.A. and Las Vegas. So yeah, they're all over the place.
That's good stuff. Well, you can get out there and go see that stuff. Now, you and I still have to go to spring training. We got to get that set up because the time is running out.
Well, I brought my toaster oven. It's in the trunk of the car.
So are you ready to go for a few days? We're just going to drive down there, take in some games. You know, talk to some people. Maybe talk to Bruce Bochy. I kind of like him. And then maybe talk to Mike Socha.
Yeah, we'll see everybody. We'll
Davey,
make the rounds.
Dave Roberts would be good. And see
here's what we'll do. We'll stop and get some Krispy Kremes.
And bring them to Tommy.
And bring him to Tommy.
Tommy. We got to take Tommy out to dinner. Because I hope he's down there. Is he down for
spring? I got a tow truck on the back of my deal.
Yep.
And I'm going to stop off and get a little golf cart. So when we get there, Tommy will have something to ride around in.
Follow Fred on Twitter, Twitter.com/Fred Dreyer at Twitter. And you can follow Facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer and Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. But he is the great guy to follow. Final words from you, Fred.
Well, listen, Tommy, you're on alert. Mike and I are on our way, and we'll have a lot of fun eating this Krispy Kreme out in the door.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.